Suzanne Sparch, I want to start with you. What is Photo Summer? Talk about the larger concept here of Photo Summer.
Well, Photo Summer is a season-long collaboration at this point between Albuquerque and Santa Fe, and it is a concentration of activities that include exhibitions, discussions, workshops, special events, and a lot of different ways that people can engage in the photographic arts in both cities. This year, there are 20 venues and presenters involved and over 250 artists, including local, national, and international artists.
Why the focus on the photographic arts?
You know, New Mexico has a real legacy in the world of photography that spans history and contemporary art. So we really wanted to highlight that.
I want to turn to Susanna Finley. You're with Center in Santa Fe. Tell us about Center and its role in this.
So Center is a nonprofit arts organization. We've been around since 1994. And we are one of the founding partners of Photo Summer, along with UNM Art Museum and 516 Arts. We're holding down the fort in Santa Fe, and we've extended to include a variety of other partners and affiliate organizations and collaborators this year. Center is founded as an organization that honors, supports, and provides opportunities to gifted and committed photographers. And essentially what we want to do is serve as a bridge between photographers and audiences. And Photo Summer is something that we're really excited to be part of because it ties together not only a number of different center-related artists, but the photographic community in general. And a huge part of what Center's goal is fostering photographic community and trying to find ways to connect artists to audiences as part of the broader community.
Talk about the shows that opened last night.
We opened two shows on Friday, and that includes Dispossessed and Six. The openings are up at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design Marion Center. And it's young voices, widely unseen work, and it's an opportunity for their BFA thesis exhibitors to exhibit along with other center artists. This is being opened at the same time as Dispossessed. And Dispossessed is an exhibition of center alumni that focuses on marginalities. We do calls for entry every year. And with these calls for entry, we receive submissions of thousands and thousands of images from artists around the world. And our calls for entry are completely open theme. And so Center, through viewing all of these thousands and thousands of images, begin to get a sense as an organization of the zeitgeist of the time, of what photographers care about, of what's in their heart, of what they're feeling passionate about making images about at that moment. And so our curatorial hand tends to come out of that space. We let the photographers tell us what matters in this moment. And Dispossessed is an exhibition that came out of our call for entry deadlines in January and March. And we saw a lot of work around marginality. But what we saw in that work was kind of the dual experience of marginality that's both isolation and freedom, both empowerment and disempowerment, and trying to address the many ways in which we all feel other or marginalized in society, and how that means that the majority of society is, in fact, in some way feeling marginalized or different. So it's not just dealing with the literal translation of dispossession. It's not just dealing with this idea of no longer having a home, no longer having a country. And actually, the exhibition we did last year was on immigration and migration. And so this is kind of a continuance of those narratives, but really looking at the cultural systems that people function within that make them feel dispossessed somehow from that. And then the artists that we're working with for Dispossessed have a number of voices within that, kind of coming from the gay and lesbian community, coming from there's an amazing African-American artist who's looking at gun violence and victimization around gun violence, which is really topical and really important at this particular moment.
Yes, unfortunately.
And his work is large-scale targets with different people with different visual representations on them, and looking at the way we deal with who we're perceiving, who it's okay to be violent against in our society. We also have a set of images around teenagers and that kind of version of feeling different or other. And so the body of work really ties together as a whole for the Dispossessed, allowing the viewer to identify in some way with the way in which we all feel different, but also honoring the many violences or challenges or judgments that come from society that people hold who feel dispossessed. Both shows opened in the gallery last night, and they'll be up through late August. And we're so grateful to our partners at SFUAD for showing the Dispossessed work along with letting us co-host their student work.
Center also worked with the UNM Art Museum. So, Tracy, mm-hmm. you were part of curating part of this photo summer with Center. Talk about what that is. It's called Future Tense. Mm-hmm.
Sure. And first, I want to kind of talk about the relevance of Photo Summer for UNM Art Museum. And often people don't know kind of the fabulous collection of photography that UNM Art Museum has. It's a resource for the community, for campus, students, faculty. And there's over 10,000 photographs that span the photographic medium from its invention until contemporary times. And so for us, it's really important to collaborate and pursue Photo Summer initiatives. Because of that, it's something that showcases what we have in our collection. Most people don't even know what we have and that we're, you know, we're even there sometimes because it's kind of a hidden gem in the middle of Pope Joy. And so this brings another audience to the art museum. And so Future Tense was something that is part of Photo Summer. Again, kind of like the way Dispossessed was curated, we didn't go into Center with an idea of the kind of work that we wanted to see. Center has really amazing alum, and they make really powerful work. So we sat in this room for probably like 12 hours or something one day, just looking at hundreds and hundreds of images. And kind of similarly to how they curated Dispossessed, we were really interested in what we saw the photographers making work about. And I think there's similar themes that our artists that we're showcasing at 516 and Future Tense are looking at. There is this kind of tension that exists in these photographs. There's a lot of kind of ambiguity, and there's something that we can maybe connect with, like in a way that seems familiar. But then we always have to step back when we look at these images and kind of figure out, well, what's really going on? And so the play on words, Future Tense, is we were really noticing that a lot of these people are looking or implying within their work kind of a sense of where we're headed as a, like, you know, and it's really hard to say, like, as a collective, right? Because every part of the world, every part of the country is dealing with their kind of present tense in different ways. But there are larger implications for how we are treating each other, how we're treating the environment. So there's those threads of, like, as humanity, where are we going? You know, there's a lot of artists that are looking at kind of our relationship to technology and how our heads are often down looking at our screens and not necessarily at each other when we're communicating. You know, like Eric Pickersgill, this really amazing image by, I want to make sure, Dina Litovsky. There's a crowd of people and maybe two people are looking at each other. Everyone else has their face in a screen.
Is this when they're at the fashion show?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
No one's looking at the runway. They're all looking at their screens.
Right. And so it's a really interesting. And then there's other artists like Christine Collins, who's this artist with the Beekeepers, you know, that are looking kind of nostalgically at like different ways of living, things that we perhaps did in the past. Things that we need to do in the future in order to sustain ourselves. We know.
I know the beekeeper thing looks so, I don't know, it's so surreal.
Yeah.
And odd. Yeah. I don't, you know, it could be, it's a little bit menacing or sad. I don't, people,
right.
So that's the idea behind photos, I think, well, art in general, but does it matter what the photographer was thinking or is it really just what you bring to?
Well, I think that's a really interesting question. And when we invited the artists, the photographers, we gave them the description of Future Tense. And, you know, we invited them to be a part of a show that was contextualized that way. Because, like, the beekeeper image is actually a series of, like, a documentary photography series where she's looking at beekeeping as a way of life or, you know, a practice that people are pursuing now that we are basically killing off bees, which kind of in the context of Future Tense, it's not completely about beekeeping, right? Because like you said, you look at this image and it's a little like maybe mysterious and a little there's something eerie about it. But then when you spend time with the image, you realize and you make that connection. And so they were aware of the way we as curators were contextualizing their work. And I think that's a really important question, that you're still kind of honoring their intention when they were making those photographs within the narrative that you're creating as a curator.
This is Women's Focus on KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick, and I'm speaking with the creators of Photo Summer. It's a series of collaborative exhibitions around photography taking place in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. With me is Suzanne Sparge, director of 516 Arts in Albuquerque, as well as Tracy Quinn, co-curator of Future Tense, Susanna Finley with Center Santa Fe, and Suzanne Frick, who talks about the show she's co-curating as we see it.
Well, the show that I curated along with my co-curator, India Young, who is a PhD candidate in the Art and Art History Department here at UNM, is called As We See It, Work by Contemporary Native American Photographers. We are highlighting the work of seven photographers who we see as being leaders in the field, where they are taking images that really relate to the past, the present, and the future. They also address the media in an entirely new way. Each of them takes something new out of the act of making a photograph. I think of the artists that we're looking at, no two take a photograph in the same way. For example, the work of Tom Jones, the Ho-Chunk photographer, not the Scottish singer, the Ho-Chunk photographer.
Who's very important. Probably played casinos on.
And actually, Tom Jones, the Ho-Chunk photographer, does have a wonderful series of works in a casino. So if you do Google him, you can look those up. In his work, he has taken tiny trees, those little trees that you get when you buy a package of plastic soldiers and the cowboys and Indians that you buy, and he put them on top of a flatbed scanner, and then he took the image that way in order to get the utmost of details in the work. Another photographer that we included, Matika Wilbur, she's Swinomish Tulalip. Since 2013, she has embarked on an enormous project. It's called Project 562. Her goal is to travel to all 562 federally recognized tribes. Well, in 2013, there were 562. I believe we're now up to 566, and she is going to catch those last four as well. She wanted to create a series of images that would replace the older stereotypes. She has a really wonderful way of establishing rapport with the people that she photographs. She doesn't just walk up to people and take an image. She plans it out. She goes to a community. She intentionally finds someone who has a special attachment there, a village, someone who is an elder, a teacher, someone who is working to save the language. She takes many, many preliminary photographs before pulling out her analog camera. She said once, "I'm just an analog girl."
She uses film?
She uses film. Wow. Actually, a number of the photographers we are highlighting here do use film. And she'll take a series of images, print them in black and white, and then add a touch of hand tinting, of coloring. She believes that you cannot remove an old stereotype, but you can replace it. Her images, they are very they're very beautiful. They're very intimate. They're close. And yet they're very respectful. And she, in everything she does, that's one of her big watchwords, is to be respectful of every community that she enters.
So the tinting is like, as you say, the sort of stereotypical photos that we've come to think of natives by white people.
Or the black and white.
Right.
You know, certainly there's an enormous history of photography among Native Americans. And not all of it is – a lot of times photography has been used as a media against the Native Americans. You think of the work of whose name comes to mind? Edward Curtis. No matter – across the world, people know the work of Edward Curtis. He created images that were so incredibly lasting. It's a double-edged sword. For some Native American communities, these images represent something that they might not have had, but they have taken over too much. I think most would agree that these images are taking the place of allowing each Native tribe to represent themselves. But Matika, in her work, she's really replacing those. And I think the hand tinting brings them to life, brings them into the present. You could also see a powerful use of the past and the present in the work of Wendy Redstar. Her piece, Medicine Crow, she took an older photograph, but then she digitally altered the face so that it becomes her face. And she is just a very beautiful woman. She's very lovely, and she is very powerful as well. And she really owns her strength. She calls herself a strong feminist. She is a mother, and that's something that comes out in her work often, that she wants to be a role model for her family. She took that image, and she didn't just replace her face. She sewed it into a tapestry, creating an elaborate crazy quilt with these beautiful swirling patterns that you can see in the catalog. I think it's a palpable metaphor for history, that history is sort of a stitching together of different elements that come together, and an overlay, a palimpsest of faces, so that the past and the present are coexistent and help lead us into the future.
often we don't – it's interesting, people are taking back – they're taking the control of the device taking the photo, right, and so long they've been the subject.
And I think that was probably the inspiration for the title as we see it, reclaiming the media and making it their own. Photography is a way of taking. We take a picture. We shoot a photograph. It does have a slightly violent colonialist metaphor in terms of the language of how photographs are taken. In Will Wilson's work, he creates a tintype of his sitter, which is really alluding to this long history of photography. A tintype is a singular object. You use tin as the matrix. You apply an emulsion that makes it light sensitive, take an image, and that would be a single image. So in that way, he is taking the image. But then he re-gifts that image. He gives it to the sitter. He retains the digital rights to it, and then he prints them large scale. What's really wonderful about these printings is they highlight the media itself, because when it's smaller, when it's a small tintype, usually they're just like 4 by 6 inches, and he blows them up huge. So you can see the application of the emulsion, creating these wonderful clouds all the way around it. Another way in which he highlights the impact of the media is that he notes with these tintypes that skin tone becomes much darker in the photograph than it would in real life, whether it's a freckle or if you're tan, if you're slightly darker. In fact, in the photographs, we've included 2 self-portraits that Will took of himself. And he does look much darker than if you met him in real life. He describes this as a racing quality to photography. And certainly so, we've got Edward Curtis, Timothy O'Sullivan, traveling around, taking photographs, sending them back east. And then the next thing you know, this is sort of coinciding with U.S. governmental policies to move Native Americans off their land, toward boarding schools, just outright genocide in many cases. So there is, I think, a relationship between photography and different governmental policies.
I'm curious, in the context of all the shows, and Suzanne, you can answer this, or if anyone wants to chime in, the nature of photography has changed so much with technology in the last 10 years with these, you know, everybody has a smartphone in so many ways. And I'm just wondering if any of that has informed what's going on in any of these shows in terms of who has control of the image or who takes the image or who is the expert.
Yeah, that's actually a topic that Suzanne Frick's exhibition also touches on, that really taking a different view of the subject. And but one of the things I wanted to say while I was listening to Suzanne was an overarching idea for Photo Summer I've found is different perspectives and different voices. I think all of the shows in both Albuquerque and Santa Fe touch on that in some way. One of the shows in Albuquerque at the Sanitary Tortilla Factory, which many people know as a restaurant, and now it's a fantastic art center, studio center and gallery.
I heard that. I haven't been there yet. Looking forward to
it. Yeah. Sherry Kreider is the curator and organizer of that space. And she and Jessamine Lavelle are curating an exhibition there for Photo Summer called Queering the Lens. And then there's a show at the Harwood Art Center later in the season called Home Abroad. And there's a lot of the shows touch on different voices and perspectives. And I think that could be considered an overarching theme, this diversity theme, and also the accessibility of the photographic medium.
And so there'll be programming throughout the summer.
Yeah, there's a vast array of programming in Santa Fe and Albuquerque around Photo Summer that's all included on the guide and on photosummer.org, which is our website. There's a fantastic calendar you can see that has the entire summer laid out by month, and you can click on any exhibition, workshop, event, and learn more about it. And much of it is free. That's one of the really fun things we've been able to do as a collaboration, is put together a series of programming that anyone can attend. And that goes along with the idea of sharing different voices, is trying to broaden audiences for photography as well.
And there's hands-on workshops too. 516 is offering a couple of workshops, one for teens and adults, a weekly Saturday photography workshop. So there's all kinds of activities that people can take part in, and it's all on the website, photosummer.org.
Mostly tonight there will be openings downtown at 516.
Yes, downtown Albuquerque will be happening happening tonight. In addition to coming to 516 Arts, where there'll be three openings, the Richard Levy Gallery next door is also having a reception for their show for Photo Summer, which is called Cameraless Photography. And there'll also be an opening upstairs from Richard Levy Gallery at Central Features Contemporary Art. And then there's a pop-up event out on the street in front of 516 Arts called Taking Pictures 2, which is presented by the Leighton Image Collective. And they are doing a photographic giveaway. Sorry, it's hard to get that out.
Really?
Where they're a collective of photographic artists from all over the world and locally driven. And they will be pinning up photographs out on the street that people can take with them. So.
Well, I want to thank you all for coming to talk to Women's Focus about this. It sounds great all throughout the summer, all kinds of different photography exhibits and workshops. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That was Suzanne Sparge, director of 516 Arts in Albuquerque, as well as Tracy Quinn, co-curator of Future Tense, Suzanne Frick, co-curator of As We See It, Contemporary Native American Photographers, and Susanna Finley with Center Santa Fe. They're all part of Photo Summer. Check out the opening tonight at 516 Arts in Albuquerque. Also, they mentioned the show Queering the Lens at the Sanitary Tortilla Factory that opened last night in Albuquerque. That show is responding to the mass shooting in Orlando with a collective memorial. The public is invited to bring an object, a photo, or a letter to add to the piece. The entire schedule for Photo Summer is at photosummer.org. I'm Megan Kamrick, and this is Women's Focus on KUNM.